designed a broken back. Well, physically speaking, that's all that's left of that. Red, white, and blue, silver, warm. I left that part of my life for something more.
That's Brian Barthelmess singing with his band, which is called Tallahassee. The song is called Mount Moriah, and it's on a CD titled Jealous Hands. Brian Barthelmess, who has previously been employed by the New England Patriots as an offensive lineman, joins me in the studio now. Welcome to Only a Game.
Oh, thank you. Pleasure being here.
Brian, when you left that CD off for me, you included a note about Mount Moriah, which you said is, quote, about me leaving football, hence the lines, bruised knuckles and a broken back. Physically speaking, that's all that's left of that. I'm hoping that the lyric, at least the part about the broken back, isn't literal.
A tad bit. It's not broken, but there's quite a bit of herniated discs and good wear down the lower back.
You played on the Patriots practice squad for a year, from May 2006 to August 07. You also spent one season in NFL Europe. Were you surprised that you didn't get beyond that point as a pro?
Not necessarily. To be fully candid, one of the reasons I went in the NFL was kind of a lack of knowing what to do next after college. A lot of guys have big dreams of football. That was not necessarily ever one of mine. You know, I spent a little time bouncing around, and the industry of football wasn't necessarily something I loved, but not a surprise, but a really good experience.
Plus, it must have been obvious when you got to camp you didn't really have the size for the pros. What are you, only about 6'6", 280 pounds, something like that?
Well, I'm 280 now. I was about 315 at the time.
315.
Yeah, so I like to claim, I don't know if it's the truth, but tallest center in the league for at least one season.
Did you make a transition from football player to musician, or have you been a musician all along?
I always loved music and arts. You know, I shouldn't say this in an interview, but I loved it more than sports. And so I guess when I was probably 20 or 21, I got really interested in songwriting. And so I hadn't really played much music before that, and I got a guitar and a banjo. In college, I was having a lot of mental health issues. Suffering from depression, a lot of things. At the same time, trying to play football, trying to find motivation to keep doing that. I couldn't afford school or be in school if it wasn't for football. And so I was using that as a creative outlet, and I'm a very creative person. So yeah, throughout doing football, music was really something that played in my life therapeutically and artistically.
You've brought your guitar, albeit not the rest of the members of Tallahassee, today. So would you play the CD's title song, Jealous Hands?
Yeah, sure.
Take what you want, love, from my jealous hands, and go where you want, darling. I won't be waiting there, where the houses are all crooked, bow-legged and broke. The ground we once waltzed on smells of cinders and smoke. Look upon my face, dear. Whiskers are overgrown. I hear the labors of the brakeman on his last route home. The black bear's gone hungry on his diet of oats. Some things I don't remember, some I choose not
to know. Black moon sky, stumbling home, broken back door, how'd I get here alone? It says that Ellis Island is for immigrants. That's the trophy I wore. Well, I've done my time. Yes, I have paid my debts. Yes, I have sown the garden.
There's a line in that song, Jealous Hands, that I found especially powerful. Matter of fact, it's my favorite line from the entire CD. The ground we once waltzed on smells of cinders and smoke. That is quite an image.
Thank you very much.
Are you the lyricist as well as the singer?
Yeah, I do a lot of the lion's share of writing. Our other guitar player and songwriter does some as well, but most of that song is all my lyrics.
I'm wondering if the world of football and the world of music ever literally overlap. Say if somebody you once played beside or against walks into a club where Tallahassee is playing and says, hey, I know that guy.
Well, it hasn't happened in that fashion quite yet. I'll tell you one of my favorite stories of music overlapping. So when I was on the practice squad, I had really gotten into playing bluegrass and mandolin and banjo. And this kind of caught on throughout the team. And I had a locker next to Junior Seau at the time. And he asked if I'd give him a guitar lesson. And so it was tough. His hands are huge and knuckles are the size of golf balls. And so we actually got him a 12-string guitar and took off all the octave strings.
Ah.
So I started giving him a lesson. The next thing I knew, I was teaching Teddy Bruschi how to play the mandolin and Matt Light how to play guitar. And so I think at a certain
point... How did they let you go?
I was employed as a player at the time, not a musical therapist. Mm. So that's where it started. And, a lot of the lyrics in the songs, Jealous Hands is about a lot of stuff I went through in college that dealt with football and some of my mental health issues. And so I think a lot of times people I've played with recognize a lyric out of there and they're like, oh, like that is that instance where this or that happened, or, you know, I recognize this. And so that occurs quite a bit.
Obviously, both pro athletes and musicians are performers. Do you feel there's any other similarity between what you used to do and what you're doing now?
Oh, for sure. It's actually striking how many similarities. The same hard work, focus, all of those things in football that you learn about the repetitive nature of viewing films. Of, you know, when you're a lineman, you learn to take one step at a time, one step, one step. It's a lot of muscle memory. And similarly, in songwriting, there's a lot of the same practice. My band always laughs that I run our practices very much like a football practice schedule. So I actually have a schedule that I write out, and it says, you know, warm-ups, you know, which in football is stretching and then blocking drills. And in rock and roll, it's like jamming out to Leonard Skinner-esque blues. And so, and then I block off, work on songs we know for live, work on new songs. I operate them in the same fashion, as well as on tour, I lead everyone through stretches. So before we record or when we're touring, I always get everyone out, make them do calisthenics. So yeah, surprisingly, there's way too many similarities.
Possibly the healthiest band on tour today.
I'd like to say that, yeah.
One feature of pro sports is that it's not difficult to tell when you've made it. You're either on the team or you got cut. Hmm. I assume that in the music business, it's not that clear cut.
Well, you would be surprised how unclear it is in the NFL as well. A lot of the reasons I ended up leaving, I had actually been cut and picked up probably four times. You know, while I was technically in the NFL, I would be residing in Virginia, doing workouts in Buffalo or in New York. then getting picked back up by the Pats, coming up there for a few weeks. And so there was a lot of ambiguity between what my role was, what I was working towards, where I stood. And so I think in the music industry, it's the same way. And the biggest thing I've learned, which, you know, if I knew this when playing football, it may have ended differently, although my passions lie elsewhere. But it's about being kind of who you are in that moment and really appreciating what you're doing. And so sometimes I try and combat the arduous ambiguity of both of those by just being where I am.
How is Tallahassee doing?
We're doing really well. We are doing some promotion stuff and rising on college radio charts and gaining more and more fans every time we play. So that's going well, but, you know, I honestly measure a lot of our success by how we're doing in life emotionally and mentally. And so I think more than ever, we're incredibly close friends and musicians, which nothing beats that feeling, which, you know, athletes and musicians alike can all agree upon.
Well, I have a career move for you.
Okay.
My sources tell me that Hank Williams Jr. is no longer in play for Monday Night Football, and it seems to me Tallahassee would be the natural choice of a band to submit a lead-in song to Monday Night Football. Get busy.
I am going to tell the boys we need to write a lead-in. I think this is a great idea.
Ryan, thank you very much for coming in. It's been a pleasure speaking with you and, of course, listening to your music.
Likewise.
As well.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Barthelmess, late of the New England Patriots practice squad, currently sings and plays guitar, banjo, and harmonica for Tallahassee. He also writes their lyrics. Their current CD is Jealous Hand.
Hatchet in my hands and stones under my feet, begging the sweet Lord for my mind out.
To hear more in-studio performances by Brian Barthelmess or learn more about his band, Tallahassee, please visit our website, onlyagame.org.
As I wait for the coming of the storm, you left me with a cross around my neck, a rosary to pray on and a mouthful of regret. Said you'd be returned for the changing of the moon.
It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Nuance, offering Dragon 11 speech recognition software for creating documents and emails and surfing the web all by speaking at nuance.com. And Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies, oliverwyman.com. This is NPR.
If you hit your golf ball into the lake on the Carbrook Gold Course in Brisbane, Australia, it's gone. No trying to hit it out of the lake, even if the ball is really close to the shore. That's taboo, says golfer Graham Casemore. If you value your limbs, you don't go anywhere near the lake. Since a flood over a decade ago, the lake has been home to numbers of bull sharks. Golfers sometimes see fins breaking the surface, which must be a tad distracting when they're trying to figure out whether to lay up short and then worry about the killer badgers and the electric eel that lives in the hole when they get to the green. Nah, I'm only kidding about the eel. Go to Brisbane, play some golf.